Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Tom Lucido Show.
Worst of the Week podcast.
You're the worst.
You're the worst.
You're the worst.
You are the worst. Hey!
You are the worst of the week.
Shut up with the shut up.
Shut up in your face.
It's the Rizzuto Show's worst of the week.
Why, yes, it is. It is the worst of the week.
It very much is the worst.
And again, we've always said from day one that we were going to be very honest on this show. We were going to tell people what actually happens behind the scenes. We were going to inform people exactly what happens.
We were.
So I am president of the United States, and wow. Scott is not a virgin.
What?
Fooled you.
No way.
No, in all reality, this is Thursday. Normally, we record this on Friday. This is Thursday because I am going to Branson tomorrow. And yes, I have settled on Branson.
That's awesome.
And I do enjoy how Riz was like, why would you go to a place without kids that's got a ton of kids there? And this is how my brain works.
Referring to Silver Dollar City.
Silver Dollar City, yes. This is how my brain works. I'm a kid at heart. I like riding rides.
Yeah.
I like eating funnel cake. I like doing stuff like that. And I love doing that stuff with my kids. But I remember when we went to Disney and we were with my kids. There were times where I was like, can't go on that ride because I got my son here.
Yeah.
I can't just put him in the locker and then go get him when I'm out of line. And I, at Disney with my kids, I don't want to have my in-laws watch my kids while I go stand in line for 70 minutes to ride a ride for 13 seconds.
Yeah.
This way, just me and my wife, we can do whatever the hell we want. And then later on in the year, I'll bring the kids there. Again, another thing, I can't necessarily afford, nor do I want to pay to fly somewhere for a weekend.
What, did you just build a house or something?
I just bought a house, and I don't have that type of funds. Like, I'm not in a place where I can go, let's fly to Florida for the weekend. That's not happening. You know, it's just not happening. So what I do is I find somewhere close. Like, a couple years ago, we went to Memphis. A couple years ago, we went to Nashville.
That's great.
We settled on Branson.
Which is, I mean, it's really fun.
It's going to be a blast. Yeah. Plus, we're going down to the landing, the new landing area, which has got a bunch of bars and restaurants.
Stunning. And they have a new H&M there.
I've got a lot. Okay. I've got a lot of
awesome.
I've got a lot of suggestions from people about where I should go to eat and if there's any shows that we should check out, which we're probably not going. We're going to stick to Silver Dollar City, and then I'm going to watch my wife get drunk.
There's like a bazillion free shows in the park itself.
Yeah. So like those are things that we're going to do. So it's going to be a fun, nice little getaway. I don't want to call it a vacation because it's not a vacation. It's not a trip because a trip is usually really miserable. It's a getaway. It's a weekend getaway.
You know what, too? If you guys decide, hey, Saturday, it's perfect outside. We want to go to the lake. You could rent some jet skis and take the lake by storm.
It's supposed to be 58 degrees on Saturday. I don't think we're getting in any type of lake.
Okay. Well, I'll get wetsuits.
It's going to be a little chilly. Yeah. So.
But that town is awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. You know what? Branson, to me, is a place that I would imagine you would love. Like, if you were the king of Branson, I would totally believe that. King of St. Louis and king of Branson.
Yep. King of
Come
Branson.
See King Scott's Royal Brigade, and it's just a variety show with you and all your peasants.
I just picture one of those shows where the dogs run through little hoops and up ladders, stuff like that. And that's my wild show.
And there's just the Benny Hill music just playing in the background the entire time.
And if you guys are lucky, we'll do a Wild West shootout later.
What? Yeah. With volunteers.
Yes.
You definitely have a guy that has a whip where somebody puts like a piece of paper in their mouth that looks like a cigarette that he whips out of their mouth. That for sure happens twice. Yep. A noon show and then again at 7.
Oh, it's too exciting.
I would come see that show, to be honest with you.
Really?
I really would.
Yep. All right.
But a great week of shows, I feel like. I feel like this week has flown by.
Went by a little quick.
tons of stuff that we could talk about, including, I guess we could just, since it's fresh in my mind today, and my old man with the Craigslist Freak of the Week, three ridiculous ads. I think this is the closest that the competition has been in quite some time. Again, this is Thursday, so we won't necessarily know who the winner is until tomorrow, so the podcast is kind of retroactive here, but I can for sure tell you that it's nice to see a local ad back in the Craigslist Freak of the Week.
Yeah.
As much as I like the stories from the Ukraine and from Germany, I personally am sick of translating. Because it's always a rough translation, and I'm like, what is this word? It says here something completely different. And some of the words don't translate because they're slang.
Yeah.
So then I got to do extra research, so it is super nice to have local ads again where people are talking normal.
But I'm going to miss the way your father reads.
Oh,
some of those.
Trust me, some of the foreign countries will still be in there because it's ridiculous. And especially it was the States ad from Pennsylvania where he said animatronics.
That is true.
Animal tonics, baby.
Yeah, animal tonics.
Let's get all kinds of drunk on animal tonics.
Oh, that stuff's so good. You get that down in Branson too.
That game that we played with my dad though today was great.
Yes.
The Read My Lips game. Having my dad say, I love men, and having my... Dude, the best is the podcast title came from that game.
Yeah.
Because he said, snitches get stitches, and I thought he says, Jesus knits jeans. I mean, I don't know where that came from, but...
Jesus needs Jesus?
Jesus needs Jesus. Yeah.
That's another good one.
I will say this. I had no idea that Jeff Burton was so into medicine and health.
Well, he's... practically a doctor.
I know that he likes to run. I know that he likes to eat healthy. Mm-hmm. I know that he likes to do physical activity, but he's knowledgeable. Very, very knowledgeable in different things. And I did not know if you know this, Scott, but he knows his health, especially when it comes to nuts and pregnancy. Don't say anything else. I know it's filthy.
So nuts are rich in folate and essential fatty acids, which are thought to be pretty good for brain tissue responsible for memory and attention span. So they're saying eating nuts while pregnant is a pretty good idea.
I'd agree with that.
Okay.
And the best part is that was him not being filthy.
No, like he, I agree with that. How do you know?
Well, I'm just glad since he agrees with it, now I definitely... Like,
you know what? We all do this. It's one of those filler words.
Oh,
it's one of those filler things where you know Riz is expecting us to say something. Nobody really has much to say. So you just go, oh, I agree with that. Yeah. Or, yeah, definitely.
And most of us have read articles in the past where it says this kind of stuff and it's just confirming. So you're like, oh, yeah, of course. I mean, I've read that before.
I definitely agree. I got no denying that.
But you say it the wrong way, it comes out so perfect.
So perfect.
I'm really smart with medicine.
I like things that are smart in medicine.
But ladies, trust me.
So that one of the things that Jeff Burton said this week that was a little awkward.
One.
I said something that made no sense this week. It made absolutely no sense. And these are things that I love because I don't pick up on these things, but you do.
Yeah.
Listen to this. I mean, truly something that is not only stupid, but just dumb. I'm also the person where like I like pickles with pickles. Like
you don't like pickles on things.
I very rarely like pickles on like a burger or a sandwich.
Oh, I love pickles on burgers.
I like pickles on pickles.
It's so good to double those up, man.
Instead of just saying like, oh, I just like pickles by themselves. No. I gotta eat pickles on pickles.
Yep. And today, I don't know if I isolated or not. I meant to, but it was the original title, and then it got switched later on when your dad said, Jesus knits jeans, was a quote. You were quoting Riz, but he said, it doesn't hurt if you don't ask. Because you're like, yeah, if you go to a hotel, it doesn't hurt if you don't ask. And we just kept going, and somehow I heard that, and I was so happy with that one. I love those comments.
I'm really dumb at times. Like, I really, really, truly am. Especially when you go back and listen to a podcast, and like, you know, with you pulling audio, I go back and I listen a lot.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, I am just dumb.
Well, that's where I realized now listening to myself over and over again with these things is how often I will start a sentence and then I'm like trying to find a word. And I
and
sound like such
out?
A dummy. Well, no, you know, I have
it'll
this amazing
come
thought
to you.
And it's a scrambled in there and I'm trying to translate it to you all from the dumb up there in my head.
And that is when we look at you and we go, what the hell are you talking about?
Like, trust me, guys.
I felt like I had that look a couple different times from you guys when we were talking about how I eat things weird today.
Yes.
And there's a list of things I eat weird, and I can get into a few more things, but here's us talking about it. So I eat the breading off the nugget.
Now, do you dip the breading, or is it just plain
I eat
bread?
The nugget. The nugget goes literally
then
from nugget.
You just drink
the
dip.
I eat the breading from the nugget. The nugget goes from.
So you nibble the breading.
Nibble the breading, and then a naked nugget. And I'll dip if I got dip, and then eat that. I do that with a lot of food, with toasted ravioli. This is
oh,
really,
really? You do that with toasted ravioli?
I eat around the toasted ravioli.
You eat the hard part.
So I eat the hard little ridges. Mm. Then I pop it open. I eat the inside, and then I eat the breading. I've always said that I eat weird things. Like,
we've
talked about
you.
This, how I eat pizza. I eat all the toppings and cheese off the pizza, and then I eat the crust. The Reese's peanut butter cups, the minis, the ones that, you know, come in the foil that you, like, unwrap.
Yeah.
I eat the top off, eat around it, pop out the peanut butter, eat that.
Yep.
Dude, it's weird. And as this conversation is happening, I found another weird one that I was currently doing.
Can I guess? Was it about the hot dog? I stick a straw in there and you suck the
Stop.
Middle?
That first off, watch your mouth.
Okay, sorry.
And second, you know those peanut butter crackers? Where it's like the cheddar crackers with the peanut butter in the middle?
Oh,
the sandwiches?
Yeah, those little, yeah, yeah.
I open those up. I eat the peanut butter on one side. I eat the peanut butter on the other side. Then I eat the cracker. Then I eat the cracker. And off the air, I brought this up to Donnie. I know why I do things like this. Because it takes one item and it makes it four.
Yeah, that's exactly the reason.
The sandwich cracker in itself, the cheese cracker with the peanut butter, is one sandwich cracker.
Yeah.
When I dissect everything, it becomes the top, the bottom, the top peanut butter, and the bottom peanut butter. So we've now got four items that I eat.
Yeah.
And that's how I try and make my brain think you're eating more. And somebody actually sent me a message on Facebook and said that this is actually, and I probably don't suffer from it as severe as some people do, but it's called bilateral eating disorder. And it's just picking apart things and taking apart everything that you eat.
Well, see, my brain is now you have a pack of eight, you know, like little sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Now you have 32 things to eat.
Yeah. See, and that's what I do.
You get more for your money.
And that's why I do the same thing with, like, Oreos.
Yeah, we talked about, I don't know if you remember this, ages ago we talked about Lunchables.
Yeah. Oh, and we eat them the same way, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You eat the meat first, and then you eat the cheese, and then you eat the crackers.
You can't put them together. Yeah.
You don't put them together because you're wasting things now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I do. And I don't eat pizza all the time like that, but I will tell you this for sure. When I get a pizza, I usually get a sausage or a hamburger pizza. I eat the sausage or hamburger first.
Really?
And then I'll eat the cheese and the pizza.
Wow.
Or sometimes, like I said, I eat all the
toppings.
So are
you thin crust?
I'm thin crust all the time.
Yeah, you still get that?
Very rarely do I get thick crust pizza.
See, I understand, like, if you're eating, like, Papa John's or something where it's that, you know, they're hand-tossed.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just basically eight loaves of bread with some, like, delicious sauce and stuff. But, yeah, I understand scraping it off then.
Yeah.
But, man, that's tough to do on thin crust.
It's very, very, very strange. You know what? I'm going to see.
You got bilateral eating disorder.
Yeah. Apparently that's a thing. I'm not 100% sure. Yeah. You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to see how this sounds. And this may be absolutely garbage and dog shit, but we're going to see. I'm going to call my wife. I'm calling her right now. For the first time ever, she's going to be on this show. This is the beauty of a live podcast, by the way. Because she probably ain't going to answer. Because she hates me.
let me call her real quick.
Stop that. You hang up your phone.
Hello.
Hey, babe, I just want to let you know that you are currently being recorded live on the podcast.
Why?
Because I wanted to ask you, because you're with me the most out of all people. Today on the show, we talked about how weird I eat certain things.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything else that you could think of that I eat that's very weird? Like how the way I eat it?
What have you already talked about?
Like Reese's peanut butter cups, how I basically dissect them and eat the peanut butter out of the middle. Mozzarella sticks. Pizza, how I eat the toppings off.
Cheetos.
I basically, instead of just throwing a Cheeto in my mouth and chewing, I eat it like I'm a typewriter.
You don't break them open?
No. Cheetos you can't break open,
Scott. Yeah, you can.
Scott.
They're pretty easy to break open in halves. You like pop it open in half.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Anything else you can think of?
No.
It's weird though, right? Like you have said multiple times that I eat very, very strange.
Yeah, it's very interesting to watch you eat.
Well, I'm sorry that I enjoy. Apparently, I have an eating.
You take your hand a lot too.
Oh, I do that. So if I'm eating something and I take a bite, Like, I take a bite, but I still have some of it in my hand. Pizza roll, for example. Take a bite, I still have half of the pizza roll in my hand. I sit there, and basically, I just shake my hand. And she'll just look at me and laugh and go, what the hell are you doing? I don't know.
I don't know.
Apparently, babe, I have bilateral eating disorder. That's a thing.
That's weird.
So you need to be nice to me because I suffer from a disease.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Okay. Love you.
Love you.
Bye. She's so happy when I call her.
Shut up.
She's so happy. She loves me so awesome. Much. So, yeah. So apparently I have an eating disorder, which is fine. Who's surprised at that? You know,
I was thinking of the Cheez-It. Sorry.
Oh, the Cheez-Its. Yeah, I know exactly what those are. Yeah, you can definitely do that.
Sorry.
I dissect Cheez-Its too.
Yeah.
Yep. Anything that is stuffed, I dissect.
Yeah.
If it's stuffed or sandwiched, I dissect it, which is so weird.
And I know this is kind of off topic, but Freebeer Dave showed me this meme earlier, and it shows a picture of Jonathan Davis, and it says cannibal at the top of it. Is this him with a knife? And he's at a dinner, and he's eating some corn. And this is one of my favorite memes I've ever seen.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know. But it's him dissecting corn.
What the hell is wrong with you, man? You know what? One thing that did not necessarily happen on the show this week?
What's that?
There were no big fights or arguments.
Prove it!
Now, in all reality, I think it's because we have been so exhausted with fights and arguments that I think everybody's just kind of like, to hell with it.
And I think loopiness because of the game.
Oh my God, dude. That game was ridiculous. Game 7 at Enterprise Center. Absolutely unbelievable. The place was electric.
Dude.
And it's fantastic. And I cannot encourage you guys enough, especially with these last upcoming games here. In all reality, there's at the most 7 games left at Enterprise Center this year.
Aww.
That's maximum. Please come up and say hey. I'm in section 328 up in the Pepsi Plaza. Come say hey. I would love to take a photo with you and shake your hand and say thank you for coming out there. Anytime pregame or during one of the intermissions, I would love to say hey. Tons of listeners and people have already come up. A lot of people come up and they say they love this podcast. So
cool.
Really appreciate you guys and your support coming up and saying hi at the gigs. But, I mean, dude, the place was never louder. Never louder. And I will say this. Already getting requests, and we talked about this on the show, already getting requests for Baby Shark. I'm not playing that. Because they play that in San Jose, and it's like an endearing thing, like a loving thing out there. To hell with that. I ain't playing that. I want nothing to support sharks. You know what? I'm not eating shark bites. I'm not playing any Baby Shark music. I'm not even brushing my teeth because I don't want to support sharp teeth.
That's a good point.
What the fuck am I talking about?
Don't play pool either.
Which, by the way, today, you said something that was obnoxious, that was so bad, but so amazing.
Thank you.
We were talking about Riz going to the dermatologist, and he had a cyst that they found. And you said they named it John Stockton because it's a cyst. And, I mean, there are so many times where I have terrible things that I want to say to you.
Thank you.
And that I want to slap you right in the head. But I will tell you this. Well done on that.
Thank you.
Well done on that. So here's what we've got coming up today. And I'm actually really excited about that today. Because that I would consider borderline dad joke. Like that's something a dad would say.
Yeah.
Like, for example, one of the most ridiculous dad jokes that I've ever seen. It's a meme, actually, and it's a text thread, and it says, hey, Dad, I'm hungry. And Dad responds back and says, hey, hungry, I'm Dad.
Yep.
Okay? That is, like, to me, the quintessential dad joke.
Yes.
So I figured what we were going to do is we would have the resident dad on the show, and I think if we had to pick one show dad, like we have a Pawpaw. Yeah. If we had to pick a show dad, it would be Jeff Burton by default.
Oh.
He is the Riz show dad.
Yes.
So I want to put him against the person that has had the most bad jokes on the show.
Moon's not here. That's weird.
And that would be you.
Oh,
that would 100% be you. So it is officially bad versus dad. Stop joking off. That's happening on this podcast. And here's how it works. So we will have both King Scott the Bad and Jeff Burton, the dad, who joins us right now.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Read dad jokes. Now, we asked listeners to be King Scott's lifeline. Yes. Because even though he's pretty good at dad jokes and has that sense of humor, he's terrible with jokes in general.
Good point, yeah.
Gets a lot of, like, things that he thinks are funny aren't necessarily
He's
funny.
That person that's really funny if somebody else is writing the joke.
That
Which is a skill
so
in itself,
insulting,
right?
And I love it. So he's got the listeners as a lifeline. Jeff, you came up with these. I mean,
yes.
I'm through research and
sure.
things. It's not like you are creating your own dad jokes, but you came up with these.
Right.
So what we're going to do, and Scott, real quick, I need you to pop out and see if Donnie is available.
Okay.
Because what I want to do is I want to have Donnie be our judge, okay? And Donnie will hear a bad joke and then hear a dad joke, and he will grade who has the better one.
Okay.
And it's super easy. I had to give Scott some credit this morning, Jeff, for his John Stockton assist.
Yeah, no, that was very funny.
I gave him applause on that.
That was very funny.
I said this may sound rare, being a compliment on one of your jokes, because some of them are extremely terrible.
Yeah, when I compliment him, I said, "Hey, compliments on the joke." He said, "What does that mean?"
And it was so funny that Riz didn't even know how to react.
No, he didn't.
At first, he hit the wah wah wah, and then all of a sudden, he's like, "Oh, you know what? That actually
was kind of
funny."
A preview of a dad joke, as my dad used to say, it was a water joke. It had to sink in.
All right.
As a little preview of the humor that's about ready to hit you right in the damn face.
Is Donnie available?
Hey, what are you talking about?
Oh, my God. See, when you say it, Jeff, I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be rough. When he starts to say it, I go, why the hell did I do this?
You just start drowning over here.
Why the hell?
Let's just drop it.
We should stream this live.
Let's just drop it.
Hold on. Didn't we find one? I thought we found a new drop.
It's just a wave of jokes, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
You son of a beach.
Jeff.
Huh?
Please.
Come on.
I got to deal with this.
Are we
when
doing
I do this?
This? What are we doing?
Yeah,
we doing
what's
this?
The story with Donnie?
He's
going to
be here in just a second.
All right, he's coming in. All right. Yeah. I made a theme song, so we're going to play the theme song.
All right, great.
Here we go.
Jeffrey, what are you doing up
here? Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
The Worst of the Week presents Dad versus Bad.
This little ditty here.
I didn't know you had $11 in production that you could. Is that how much that cost?
It cost less than that, buddy. Have you ever heard any of our production pieces?
Were you for what?
Like our commercials that we have.
Who's our?
This podcast right here.
You do a podcast?
Shut up, Jeff.
Oh,
you're here
so
in a room
cool.
with us.
I thought we were just hanging.
Here, hold on. Here, put the headphones on.
I thought I was just hanging.
Put these on. I want you to hear some of these. Jeff, that's not how you put on headphones. So we did market research and had some people listen to the show and then shoot us legit liners like this one.
Hi, my name's Alyssa. I'm from O'Fallon, Illinois. I get my
laughs and most hilarious of comedy from Patrico and King Scott and the Worst of the Week podcast.
She's very, very smart.
That's very good.
She's a very smart person.
Yeah, I don't care what you say about her most of the time. She seems pretty cool.
Hey, Alyssa from O'Fallon, Illinois is a...
Oh, the O'Fallon, Illinois
genius.
Alyssa. I thought you meant O'Fallon, Missouri. Sorry.
Okay, so here's the deal.
Hey, Donnie.
This is how I listen.
Hoping.
That's the beauty of a live podcast here. So here's, again, the rules. The rules are simple. King Scott will read a joke. Jeff will then counter with a joke. And then Donnie will each time pick a winner. Well, how many you got, Jeff? How many did you come up with?
I have 10.
How many did you come up with? Which, by the way...
See, if you just number them, you
about
just
11.
Which, by the way, let's go ahead and just be upfront and honest, because that's one of the things we like doing on this show.
Yeah.
I looked at Scott and I said, hey, we'll go ahead and we'll talk to Jeff here in a few minutes and we'll do this. This is before we start recording.
He said Jeff who?
And Scott goes like this. Oh, okay. I'll be right back. Guess who didn't do a goddamn thing?
I did too, because
I can't work with you.
See ya. Oh, come here.
So yeah, so he did absolutely nothing, and he did absolutely nothing. But if you guys have a sample one, let's just do a sample while we're waiting on Mr. Fandango.
I can do
to swing
a sample
on
one, but then I'll only have 9.
Jeff,
is that okay? No, I'm asking. How many do I need?
That's 100% okay, because I imagine we'll probably do 5 aside. Okay, So,
all right, I'm gonna
we'll start with the bad. King Scott, the joke.
Okay.
Oh my God, are you in the same fucking room as us?
I was trying to find the ones.
You know what? Save it. Donnie's here. Okay. Donnie's here.
Hey,
our judge is here.
Guys. What do you want to do, Mike?
Come on over here. You can stand over here by us.
Yeah,
you don't have to sit on my lap. I prefer you actually don't.
So before this competition starts, I just want to make sure so it's not in the studio. Did you get that $10 bill that I left in the studio? I don't want somebody taking it.
I don't know what you're talking about,
Good
Jeff.
Answer.
That's a great answer. Okay, so Donnie, here's how it's going to work. Scott will start and tell a bad joke.
Okay.
And then Jeff will tell a dad joke.
Okay.
And then you just have to listen to both of them. And then I will go to you for the judgment on who told the better joke. We will do maybe best of five, maybe best of seven, depending on how I feel.
Got it.
Okay? Question?
Yes, Jeff.
There's going to be no interrupting of the joke if you know it, correct?
No, you just let it go. Out. You just let it happen.
Make sure.
So, like, you know, if I know the punchline to yours, I'm not jumping in. We're just going to let the joke happen.
Right.
We will react if necessary, and then moving on to the next one.
Here we go.
Thank you, Jeff.
Sure.
I'm glad you cut him off because God knows what
help everybody land.
God knows what the hell was going
to
come out of his mouth.
Trying to help you land the plane here. Let's go.
Scott, the first bad joke, please.
Alrighty. What was Whitney Houston's favorite type of coordination? Hand eye.
That's pretty good.
Jeff,
I thought you were bringing competition.
Jeff, the dad joke. Ooh, shit.
I'm joking.
I love it.
I'm joking.
The dad joke. Go on.
My wife is really mad at the fact that I have no sense of direction, so I packed up my stuff and I write.
Yeah, we're going Scott on this one.
Yeah.
We're going Scott on this one.
I like that, though.
It was the singing. It was
Do you get his joke, though?
Yeah, no, I got it. I just liked
it. And said it because I left.
I got it. I'm still thinking of him singing the Whitney. That's
Jeff,
what
how
is.
About you try that one again, but sing it this time. Maybe that'll work.
Sorry, you don't want me singing.
All right, we will lead off with 1-0 King Scott.
Yep.
Jeff, you go first this time.
If a child refuses to sleep during nap time, are they guilty of resisting arrest? My opponent laughed. I would like
Take
to
that
submit.
I was thinking of my first joke.
You can't yell at me. Tony said whatever. Tony said that I could say whatever was funnier was funnier.
Yes,
so
correct.
That's it. So
I'd like to apologize for yelling at the judge.
King Scott, go
All
on.
Right. All right.
Your wife's beautiful, by the way.
What's the difference between a poorly dressed man on a tricycle and a well-dressed man on a bicycle? Attire.
That's pretty good, but I go Jeff this time around.
Tying
Jeff with a quiet laugh.
One,
I go Jeff this time around, but that was good, though.
1-2-1. All right. Scott, proceed.
All right, well.
Why you already laughed?
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I'm still singing Whitney, and then it's just, I don't know what's coming, and it's just, I'm.
I still think my favorite is And I Write. I love that's great.
Thanks,
Go
Tones.
Ahead.
All right. Thanks, Tones.
I'll do this towards Donnie because he knows most. You know a lot about geese. So when they fly in the V formation, correct?
Correct.
All right. Do you know why one side of the V is longer than the other side?
No.
Because there's more geese on that side.
Okay. All right, Jeff, what do you got?
I don't even get it.
Because there's more on the one side.
Yeah,
that's why
it's
there's
longer.
More than one.
Okay.
Hey, when geese fly in formation, you know why there's more on one side than the other? Because there's more on one side than the other. That's basically the joke. It's stupid.
Oh, that's what you went with?
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
Thank you.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah, man.
Did you hear the invisible man turn down that job offer? He just couldn't see himself doing it.
Oh, well.
Okay, but those are kind of equal.
I don't know, man. I like both of those, man.
Can he award half points? Or
nope, no
half.
Nah, you know what? I'm going Scott on this one again.
Whoa!
I'm going Scott
on this one. That is an upset there because I thought that was a one versus an eight.
Oh, you gave me eight?
I gave you an eight on that.
Jeff, is this
going
to hurt our friendship?
Nine to one?
Is this going
to
hurt
our friendship?
2-1 King Scott. 2-1 King Scott. Jeff Burton, you are up.
2-1 He's winning.
He is winning 2-1
By the way, Burton is pacing like I do when I do weekend race.
Yeah, like he's taking this shit seriously.
Well, I'm trying to figure out if I should take something that I'm not sure is going to be great, but if it hits, it'll hit hard. You know what I mean? Like go out on a limb.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm not gonna just yet. Hey, Donnie.
Yes, sir.
What do you call someone with no body and no nose? Nobody knows.
All right, strong. Scott.
Okay. All right. What does a thirsty ninja drink?
Water.
All right. Jeff Burton.
Oh,
yeah. For the tie. Burton. Thank you.
Jeff got me.
No water.
Jeff got me on that one.
We are such idiots.
So what? It's 2-2? Tied up again?
2-2, yeah.
2-2, tied up again. King Scott. We are doing best of seven, by the way. All right. I can't end this now.
Yeah.
We're doing best of seven. Yeah. Okay. King Scott,
so we're doing
you're
best,
up.
Let me skip through here then. Okay. What did the suspender say to the pants? What's up, britches?
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like that.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah, man.
My friend keeps saying, cheer up, man. It could be worse. You could be stuck underground in a hole full of water. I mean, I know he means well.
Ooh, that's good, but I'm going Scott. That's good, but I'm going Scott.
Hang on a second. We need to stop for a second. Mary's texting me.
Oh,
dude.
Wow.
Dude. What the hell, man?
Holy hell, man.
Savage.
Jeez. And the fucking worst part about it, the worst part about it is that when Mary would laugh. Like, she would think that it was funny.
She'd love this shit.
Jeff.
and then after she'd hear it, she'd come to you and she'd go, he is texting me.
He is so funny.
He texted me so much.
I just hurt my chances, didn't I?
All right. 3-2, King Scott. 3-2, King Scott. Jeff, you are up. Remember, if King Scott wins this one, it's over.
All right. Hey, Donnie.
Yeah, man.
I bought some shoes from a drug dealer. I don't know what he laced them with, but I was tripping all day.
By the way, just to let you know, Donnie's face on that, not impressed. Not impressed.
All right.
Scott, he had a scowl like he just smelled a 7-day-old fart.
Don't be swaying the judge.
I'm
over
not
there.
Swaying him all. I'm just observing.
He don't have to sway nothing.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay.
Back to the Mary jokes.
I'm going to go... Since you're a music man, I'll do the music here.
All right.
Kiss ass.
Why did Mozart get rid of all his chickens?
I don't know.
Because they kept saying, bawk, bawk, bawk.
All right, I'm back in the game.
I got to tell you, I didn't particularly love either one of those, to be very honest with you.
Bawk, bawk.
If I had to award the point, I would go with Jeff.
I would, too.
Yeah.
So we are all tied up.
Singing didn't
at
work
three
that time,
apiece.
Did it?
Yeah. Oh. So all of that nasty bullshit, no reason for it.
He still got the point.
Right.
Jeff, would you like to make an apology before your final dad joke?
No, it's fine. It doesn't.
Yes, I'd like to apologize to Donnie, Mary, and his family.
So this is it, folks. This is it. We did not plan to go to seven. Like, this is just, you have been very honest in your judging. And here we go. Dad versus bad. By the way, we are doing this more. We are doing this another time as well.
All right.
But the
if we do this again, I was told there would be bagels or something.
I will bring you bagels. I will bring you whatever the hell you want, Jeff. So, dad versus bad, 3-3. Next joke wins. We start with King Scott.
Glad you start with me. I'm going to go back to my classic joke that really got all the laughs. Okay, I'll go to a new one. Let's see here. A man walks into the psychiatrist wearing only saran wrap. The psychiatrist says, I can clearly see your nuts.
I'll give it to you.
All right,
Jeff Burton, your rebuttal again for the first.
I think you just
title
go,
of Dad versus Bad
you
Champion.
You just go for it, man. Just go. Here, come on, go big, go home.
I have a throwaway here you could use.
Oh my God!
I want to win.
Say that about your girlfriend.
Oh.
Shut it down. It's over. Woo!
I feel like I just walked onto the set of Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out.
One of them is real obvious. Oh, man.
How long are we
I'm
going to
regret
be here,
this.
Burton?
I'm going to regret this, but here we go. Dad says, apparently an actress just killed herself. The mom says, who? The dad says, I think her name was Reese something. Witherspoon? No, it was with a knife.
Oh. I think that's a winner for Jeff Burton, everybody.
Holy shit!
That one's a beautiful one.
Oh my God!
Oh, get out of here!
Jeff just started to go down on Donnie.
Yeah. I thought we were gonna tie his shoes.
Oh my God!
Well, Reese Witherspoon is always a winner.
That was
Jeff,
very well done.
I mean,
all the way around.
I gotta tell you, Jeff, I didn't know what we were gonna get when I set this up.
Did. Come on.
I knew I was gonna get instant comedy, but I didn't know it was gonna be that good. So. Thank you guys very, very much.
I like that strum.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I don't know what the hell that was. But thank you. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Are you willing to come back and defend your title at some point?
We'll talk about it.
All right, we'll talk about it. Thank you. That is the first ever. Like that. Yeah. That is the first ever.
Scared. Call my people.
Dad versus bad. Thank you again, Jeff.
Absolutely.
So if you want to talk about delicious food, you talk to the guy that used to be 400 pounds. And guess what? That guy's me. And I want to tell you about the Baked Bear. The Baked Bear down in the Loop, right across the street from the Pageant. Absolutely amazing ice cream sandwiches, fresh baked cookie. Amazing ice cream. Listen, do this. Go down there and start pretty basic, okay? And do me a favor. Either get the gooey butter cake cookie with the vanilla ice cream, or do like the sprinkle cookie with the vanilla ice cream and have it roll it in sprinkles. Yeah, that's the jam right there. Now go to Baked Bear. Tell them that Patrico sent you. Say you heard it on the Worst of the Week podcast. They're going to take care of you over there. It's the Baked Bear down in the Loop. Go get yourself some ice cream sandwiches. Them shits is good. Donnie. That could not have worked out better.
That was awesome.
That's pretty good, man. And I tell you what, this is not like a joke thing. I appreciate you guys, you and Burton. And Burton is the best at it of anyone I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah.
Of being so goddamn quick, man.
Oh, he is so fast.
There's nobody I know that is faster. If you say something that you regret and you're around Burton, he is going to capitalize on it in milliseconds, man.
Instantly.
Dude, and it's amazing.
I love how he took a dad joke and made it one of the most savage dad jokes I've ever heard in my life. That Witherspoon joke, it was incredible.
Yeah, very well done.
Incredible. Well, Donnie, I want to say thank you for being the judge on that.
Yeah.
We're going to do that. But also, I know many people in the St. Louis area thank you for allowing them to rage through you. So are you ready for this week's Weekend Rage
Absolutely.
By proxy?
Let's
Here we go.
The Rizzuto Show on 105.7 The Point.
Now might be a really good time for you to get angry.
I'm always angry.
Fucking assholes!
So again, folks, it is simple. You have rage that you cannot personally get out of your body. You can't go to your boss and tell him that you want him to fuck off. You can't yell at your wife or yell at your neighbors. But guess who can? Donnie Fandango. You email us, wow at 1057thepoint.com, and Donnie rages for you with this week's Rage by Proxy.
All right, I'm going to start with one of my own. Hey, guy that got so pissed off when I said I didn't like Matt Carpenter's theme song and responded with, why do you not like it? Because it's not an overly commercialized piece of bullshit. You can very much, absolutely go screw yourself, dude. There is no person in this building that listens to more music, commercialized or otherwise, than me. Mm-hmm. I just don't like the friggin' song, so friggin' sue me, man. And why do you have to get so goddamn mad about it? It's
What's a song?
I didn't like. It was just one of Carpenter's walk-up songs. I guess he's got three different ones. They're country songs. I don't know. The one I heard, I just didn't like.
What? You don't like all music?
I know.
Donnie, you're a piece of shit.
I'm a communist. I get it. Please, for the love of God, quit texting or checking your phone during a show. I was at Jim Jeffries the other night, and the amount of people who were texting or just scrolling through Facebook was astonishing. You can't take 2 hours out of your life and not look at your phone. Same thing goes for movie theaters. Have some consideration for other people. Plus, the show started at 8, not 8:30. I got to my seat a little after 8, and the show didn't even start until 8:15, and you are still late. F you and your dumb bitch of a girlfriend who was texting. I gotta tell you, I'll be very honest with you, and I hate it, but at shows, when I get bored, or maybe not bored, but I think just the habit of it, I find myself scrolling while the band's on stage, and I'm like, what the hell am I doing? I'm here for the freaking show. I can look at my phone anytime. I think I do it more out of habit than out of trying to be rude, but I have definitely tried to make more of a conscious effort to, like, put it away. But that goes at home too, man, because sometimes you just get in that rut or whatever of flipping through.
Can I go on a little side thing here that's kind of not based on rage at all, but you just said going to a show and it just popped in my head for some odd reason.
Yeah.
So on my YouTube, it comes up with like suggested videos, and one of the suggested videos was you shopping at the record store with the band The Interrupters.
Right.
I dig the two songs that we play on the station from them.
Right.
I got into a vortex of watching them do some live performances. I think I am 100% in on that band, by the way.
Oh, dude, they're great.
Because she is awesome, and truly, I think I'm completely in.
Well, that show was great, and then they were really excellent people to deal with. You guys know when we have times where sometimes the bands are not the easiest to deal with. And they were great and really genuinely nice people. And so it was a really great, great thing. But dude, check out that band's, that this album is good, but the last couple of records I like even a little bit better. They're a little punkier and I like them a lot.
Perfect.
All right, next up. How many times do I have to tell you that the dishes don't get cleaned by setting them in the sink? They get cleaned by putting them in the dishwasher. I'm not asking you to even run the dishwasher. I'll do that. You just have to pull that little fancy door down, plop your dirty dish in the rack, and then shut her on up. I'll do the rest. When the dishwasher is empty and you take your one goddamn cup and put it in the sink, I lose it. I'll give you one more chance. Then everything you don't put away, I'm going to put it on your bed. That'll learn you. Boy, that is an irritated roommate right there. Isn't that what that is?
Yes, very much so. Or either a roommate or a spouse.
Or a spouse.
Or a parent, even.
I guess so.
Because if, like, you have a teenage daughter.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I have to do the thing with Benjamin and be like, dude, what is going on in this room? Like, are you trying to get little things lost here? What is going on? Because you just go downstairs, and it is just a sea of teenager.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's fine. It's just... All right, so next up, this one seems to be quite cut and dry, pretty simple. Hey, Mark from work, fuck you.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. Well, we got right to the point there. Fuck you, Mark. Okay.
Oh, right, man. Right. There was no need to soften that one up.
Right now, every single Mark that's listening to this podcast goes, well, who the hell said that?
Right. I didn't do anything.
And I swear it wasn't me regarding the 2SG. Not at all.
All right. This one is a little dark, but stay with me, boys. I hate my sister. She's a disaster. Not hate as in I truly hate her, but hate the fact that she won't get her shit together. She's a mom, but a bad one. She's a wife, but a terrible one. And she's a really shitty daughter to my folks. Perfect example. My dad turned 70 last month. Big deal. Big deal. She forgot. Instead, she went to Pops and partied with some gals. When I called her out on it, she said, he's 70. Who cares? I do. So, sis, your shit. That's really sad.
Yeah, that's messed up.
And
that,
I understand.
That is dark.
And he said that. He phrased this the right way. Yeah. It's dark, but stay with me, boys.
Yeah.
Like, I get that, and that's really a shame, man. And I'm sorry for you. And at some point, though, with some people, you have to just kind of go, you know what? They're never going to pull it together.
And here's what I got out of that as well, is that this guy still loves his sister.
100%.
Yeah. Like, he loves his sister.
Yes.
And he wants her to be better.
Yep.
You know, somebody wouldn't write an email like this or wouldn't even have any second thoughts, wouldn't even have a concern at all if he didn't give a shit and was just like, you're terrible, get out of my life.
Right.
But this dude loves his sister and wants the family to work out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And sadly, on her behalf, I bet there's a lot more going on than just that.
Yep.
And he can't see it yet.
100%. Yeah. And finally, yes, the Blues are in the playoffs. Yes, the Cardinals are playing well. That's not the case anymore. Yes, I like sports. No, I don't watch every second of every game. No, I don't wear Blues Cardinals gear to work on game days. No, I don't look up scores every night. Just because I don't keep up on sports doesn't make me any less of a quote-unquote man than you. At volleyball the other day, a teammate said to me, quote, what kind of pussy bitch doesn't watch Blues hockey? Oh, my God. Oh, well, I'll tell you. The pussy bitch was kicking a soccer ball in the backyard with his daughter. The pussy bitch who hung out with his wife and talked about his day. And if that makes, as you say, a pussy bitch, I'll take it. Thanks, Rage End. My man, you touched on something that gets me every time. This stupid macho bullshit where guys are supposed to do this and not do this. Let me tell you something. When my kids do something amazing, I fucking cry. And I do it a lot because it's freaking beautiful and I'm amazed by it. And if you think that makes me less of a man, you can absolutely go F yourself, because that's not the case. This bravado, this bullshit, it is just that. It's bravado and bullshit, and it's absolutely not necessary. And my man that's out there trying to have a great relationship with his wife and his family, you the man. Rage out.
Guess what?
That's beautiful.
Donnie, give me your headphones real quick.
Okay.
You talk about things that your kids do that make you cry and stuff?
Yeah.
You're listening to a Wish Show.
That's mine.
Yeah, man.
That's mine. Yes. And when she recorded that, I was like, all right, babe, I want you to say this. And I said it. And she said it back, and I was like, "Special girl." And then that recording is a lot longer because, like, I messed around with it a little bit. I was like, "What do you want to do when you grow up?" And she goes, "Talk in the car like daddy." And I was like,
"Oh man!"
I was like, "Oh, you gotta get out of here! You gotta get out!"
That's better than when I had Benjamin on the radio when he was about 10 years old, and I said, hey, is The Point your favorite station? And he said, no, I listen to Z107.7 a lot.
Great. Thank you, Ben. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you.
Well, Donnie, thank you very much. And as always, this is a forum for you. If you ever have anything that you can't wait until you do the next Week in Rage, or if anybody wants to rage through Donnie, please feel free. This is open to you at all times.
Send him away, man. Let's go. Let's do it again next week. Love doing it.
Wow at 1057thepoint.com. Speaking of the email address, wow at 1057thepoint.com. Scott, what do you say we open up the mailbag?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let me grab it.
Here's your letter.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Mail, motherfucker.
So again, I'll say it for the third time in 30 seconds. Wow at 1057thepoint.com. You can also hit us up on social media, RizWow, on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook. I don't even know if I've read some of these. I just pulled a couple of my favorite emails about the show. Subject line. You guys fucking suck and are bringing the show down. Tony should thank Riz every day he has a job. Get a life, Scott. You're a fucking loser.
Thank you.
It's a good one.
Is that from my mother? Or?
So this email was sent over from somebody. I'm just going to change the name. From Stacy. And then Stacy replied back later that night and said this. My husband is an asshole and sent this from our joint email account. Love you guys. Keep it going.
Yeah. I remember this. Yeah.
Thank you, Stacy. Buddy, if you don't like this show, if you don't like what we're doing, don't listen to it. This is added content for the people that are fans of the Riz Show that maybe want something a little different. Some added stuff to listen to on the weekend, and that's it. We're just trying to have fun. We're just trying to have a good time. If you don't like us, fine. You ain't going to have me lose sleep over it. I know Scott's not going to lose sleep over it.
I will, too.
No, you won't. Oh. We're fine. Yeah. Not everybody's going to like everything. Just remember that. So now on to the good one, Scott.
All righty. Well, that was a nice one.
This one's from Rick.
At least he said my name. Yep. I was happy that.
This guy's name's Rick. Hey, guys, just wanted to shoot you a quick email to tell you I really enjoy the show. Truthfully, I thought it was going to suck because I wasn't a big fan of wrap-up shows, including the one that he listens to with a super shock jock who's on satellite radio.
Oh, Gary?
It's kind of the same thing, but your show keeps me entertained and interested. I look forward to it at the end of the week. Now, anyway, keep up the great work.
Thank you,
so,
man.
Thank you, Rick.
That's awesome.
We really do appreciate it.
Yeah.
This one here is from Samuel. It's titled Holy Effing S. What's up, guys? Just wanted to say how much I love the podcast.
Sweet.
Drove up to Chicago this weekend, so it was the perfect opportunity to dive into the WOW podcast on Spotify. The podcast is absolute effing gold. Almost 10 hours in the car this weekend, literally laughing my ass off the entire time. So thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Samuel. And your name's gold.
That's great. It is gold.
Thank you.
Finally here, I want to start this off by admitting I was a little worried about this podcast when it was announced on the main show. A good spinoff is very rare, but I must say this is a rare good one. I absolutely love this podcast. The dynamic between King Scott and Patrico is great on the main show and great on here. I love seeing Patrico in the captain's chair, and I love having more Scott and his wonderfully awful jokes.
Thank you.
The segment this week with King Scott's roommate was absolutely great. He's talking about the last episode.
Sweet.
I would love to see more of him on the show and can't wait to see where it goes. Nope, Bond's out.
He's out.
Bond's out. But thank you guys. That's awesome.
Thank you for those. Thank you guys.
Seriously, like normally, you know, a lot of people love when people email the Riz Show and they love when we read the hate emails and somebody gets fired up. But I thought it was nice to actually share some of the good emails. And we, again, we say this every week. This is going to be the 10th episode of this podcast. Isn't that crazy? This is episode 10 of
this
podcast. And thank you guys so much. We have a blast doing this.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate when you guys come up to us and you ask us about the events and stuff. It's really cool. It's really, really cool.
And out at Vices last weekend, I got a lot of comments about this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And one was really nice. But no, it's kidding. I mean, it was awesome. The feedback is crazy cool. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. And again, we really do appreciate it. And we will continue to do this as long as two things happen. You guys continue to listen and the bosses say it's okay.
Exactly.
I'm waiting for the hammer to drop, you know, and all of a sudden they go, hey, yeah, no, you're done here. So, yeah. But again, we usually like to end with shout outs. So a big shout out to all the Team Riz members. Off the top of my head, I just want to do a special thanks and everything to Ken Cruz. Ken is an awesome dude, and he supports a lot of stuff that we do. And a big thank you to Ken. He wrangles a lot of the Team Riz members to get to events on their own. Not even that are Riz Show events. On their own, they go hang out. So a big thanks to Ken and all the Team Riz members. Also, I want to make sure that we say thank you to the guys on the show. Because somebody emailed in and said, do the guys even listen to the show? Because it seems like this is just your opportunity to talk shit on them. That's not what this is. They are more than welcome to stand in front of this microphone and talk to us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More than welcome. Of course, when an argument happens there and spills over to this podcast, me and you are going to give our opinions. So if I have an opinion that differs from Jeff or Riz or Moon, or you have an opinion that differs from me, Jeff or Moon, we're going to continue to talk about that. I'm not just going to fold and go, well, I got to decide. No, I'm going to stand up for what I was saying on the show. They have every opportunity in the world to come on this show, stand in front of that microphone, and say what they want to say.
Say what we want them to say.
Say exactly what we want them to say when we write it down on a piece of paper and say that. So, there's that. Anybody you want to shout out?
Ken does a great... He did a great job singing, by the way, Vices.
He did Baby Got Back on stage of Vices with the Dirtbags.
Yeah. I'll give a shout out to my mama. It's Mother's Day coming up.
My mom, too. She doesn't listen.
And, to all you fine folks out there, thank you for listening to this.
Yep, for sure. And if you've got anything you want to say, follow us on our social medias. Riz Wow is the podcast. Riz Show is the show. King Scott Rules is King Scott. And Patrico 1057 is me. So make sure you do that. And again, thank you guys. And hey, we will see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Branson, I'm coming for you.
Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
The Rizzuto Show.
Worst of the week.
This is Todd Glass, and you are listening to the Worst of the Week podcast, and it's the fucking worst. I'm not kidding around. I mean, it's sad at this point. It's not even, it's bad, bad. It's not even bad, good.
The Rizzuto Show.
Wow.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.